This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 11, 2008. Knowledge and Hope. The scripture is Ephesians 1, verse 18. May you be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you are called. Our scientific information-based age wants us to think that knowledge is far superior to hope. In fact, the enlightened person considers hope to be a rather sentimental game people play on themselves when knowledge or proof isn't available. So, we put on the lab coats of hard-headed realism in our search for knowledge. We may even consider people who live by hope to be rather weak sorts who don't have the courage to pursue knowledge wherever it leads. In fact, we tend to think that knowledge and hope are opposites that can't live in relationship to each other. Anselm, an early church leader, however, rightly observed that we believe in order to understand. If we may paraphrase his words, we can also say that we hope in order that we may know. The Apostle Paul prayed that the Ephesian Christians would have the knowledge of the hope to which they were called. For Paul, that hope was based in faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. The connection between knowing and hoping is not either or, it's both and. Jesus brings hope and knowledge together. He is the ground of our hope and the fulfillment of our knowing. Knowing the source of our hope provides certainty and stability in our lives. Would you pray with me? Fill us, Lord Jesus, so that we may know you better and hope in you more deeply. Satisfy our longings with your presence, we pray in your name. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.